Good morning to you, Tucson, and all of Southern Arizona. Welcome live out of the Common Workspace Studios. You're listening to Tipping Point with Zach Yenser on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, daily in-depth news, conversation, and talk about the people, ideas, and issues shaping Tucson's future. I'm your host, Zach Yenser, and welcome to the day that needs no introduction every week, but certainly today. We'll get into that in a second. But to all of our listeners and to Matt Neely making the magic happen on the other side of the glass, it is Friday. Happy Friday, sir. And to all of our listeners, Matt, let's do this. End of the week, three-day weekend. Let's go.
Happy Friday, heading into Independence Day. It's a good thing, Zach. Happy Friday.
Absolutely. There's also, I guess, another reason why today needs no introduction, because we've been mentioning it a few times here on the program the last couple of weeks. Matt, it is bittersweet to sit here and say good morning Tucson and welcome live and all that for the last time. I just did it for the last time, and I think that lump in the throat, Matt, is there to stay for the hour. Today marks the last time that I will sign off and hang up the headphones and close the studio door on our daily drive time show here after almost 5 years. Pretty incredible, but I want to have some fun too, Matt, with this hour. We're gonna keep the phone lines open. It's been fun to get listener emails and tweets and messages and comments the last couple of weeks. We'd love to connect on here for the last time, you know, Matt, when you're at the wedding and the pastor says, if you have any issues, say it now or forever hold your peace. This is that moment, Matt. If you wanted to say something good or bad to me, you got less than an hour. So 790-2040. Give us a call. Matt's going to manage it, make it happen. But let's have some fun, Matt.
You bet. Absolutely. And Zach, you know, I've talked about this with you before on air and off the air, and appreciate what you've done. And you've had your compass through this show. I think you've stuck to your game plan. And of all the things that you've done on this show, to me, the most special, I've told you this a million times, is at the beginning of the pandemic, you started having Jeff Logsdon on. And I thought that was really important because all of a sudden, everything's shutting down. We're being sent home to work from home or sent home from school or just told not to go out and do what we normally do. And your world's being shut down. And all of a sudden, it's easy to say, you know, it's all about me, woe is me, whatever. And just getting people, giving them that 15-minute segment or the 30 minutes or whatever once a week or every other week to kind of think about something bigger than themselves and think about a higher purpose and maybe think outside of themselves for a minute. I think that was really important. I thought that was a great recurring segment. So just wanted to, once again, today on the last day, congratulate you on that. And again, you had a plan for this show. You stuck to your plan. You've got your guiding vision. And so congratulations, Zach.
Matt, I appreciate that, and I mean, you're segueing into all of the things that I want to talk about because, you know, what I was talking about on day one of this show and what it started out as before it was even a weekday, I mean, it's a night and day difference. It's evolved, but there has been a guiding compass, I think, all along the way. So I hope our listeners, I hope you listening won't mind. Throughout the hour, I might get a little reminiscent. If you can put up with me, I want to share some thank yous to some really dear people, and then I've gotten questions too of what comes next. You know, Zach, what's happening next, and how do you continue to share some of the thoughts and ideas that you've had on the show? So I'll share more on that score. I've already talked a little bit about it, but I'll share more about that maybe to near the bottom of the hour, but. Let me start with some thank yous. I don't want to get to the end of the show and rush this. There's a number of thank yous that I want to share before we go to the break, and then we'll get to your phone calls. I want to thank Doug and Mary Martin, the longtime owners of it was Good News Communications and had KVOI and other stations. I'll share more of this story in the second segment here, I think. But Doug and Mary Martin were my reason for coming on the show. They believed in a young man who really never had radio on his radar. And they said, hey, we like what you do and talk about in the community. Do you want to do it on the airwaves? So Doug and Mary Martin, this is your fault. I want to, as the origin story of this show, I want to say a big thank you for your investment, and especially younger people in this community, for your belief and taking a risk and giving people a shot. You've done it throughout your entire career and all phases of your career, and I want to give you a big thank you. I got to thank Mr. Amador Bustos and Patty Ruiz from Bustos Media, who has been running the ship the last couple of years. I think about halfway through my tenure, Bustos Media took over the station and, you know, really helped me and gave me a lot of runway to get things up to speed and to you know, welcome in new sponsors and to really get my feet under me before hitting the pavement hard. So great people who know what they're doing in this business and have been for a long time all over the western part of this country. And Patty Ruiz is just a true professional. Thank you, Patty, for your leadership along the way. I'll leave some last names off just because I know some people prefer it that way. But I wanted to count through the different people who've produced this show over the last number of years. John and Tom and Bob and Tom. And then Matt broke the pattern of three-letter names with a four-letter name. And also, Matt is not a Tom. I've had a number of Toms. But to John and Tom and Bob and Tom and Matt, thank you for all of your help over the years, whether it was the weekend show or the weekday show. Y'all have just been incredible and an incredible help. Ray Allen, who I'm sure is listening, you have been an incredible support over the years and have really gone outside of your role on paper to help me and help this show be successful, as you help to really manage a lot of pieces operationally at KVOI. So Ray, thank you. I got to shout out my fellow local hosts here on KVOI, Bill Buckmaster and Christy Simone. We're both so gracious and supportive and kind to me as the new guy, as my show kicked off and as it went on, and helped mentor and answer questions along the way. So I want to thank you both for welcoming in the new guy here on KVOI a number of years back. I can't list all my sponsors because it's just been too exhaustive over the years. I can't even count on two hands, two or three times over, the number of amazing people and businesses and organizations that aligned with the brand, that saw the potential of being on the program and said, we want to come alongside of it. So to all my sponsors listening live and on the podcast, whatever the case may be, I urge all of you listening to support these good people and businesses. They make Tucson. They love Tucson. They are here and committed to this community, and they deserve your support. And last but not least, before we go to some calls and the break, I want to thank you, the listeners. This show doesn't exist without you. These platforms where we talk about news and politics and issues have seen so much change over the years, and I can't tell you how many times I've wondered if my style and approach to the show would be viable, valuable, and you answer that loud and clear by keeping me on here for, you know, now almost 5 years, and it's to your credit. Because we have had a compass that I'll talk about in the second segment that sometimes doesn't always feel like it fits in to the landscape today. And so you, the listeners, really make the magic happen here on the show. Matt, do we still have any callers on the line? I think I got through my thank yous before we go to break. I don't want to keep people hanging. Do we have any callers? Jason? Jason, thanks for calling and thanks for holding on. And if it's the Jason I'm thinking about, you were one of those sponsor partners on the show that believed in us. I appreciate you, sir. Go ahead. You're live on the air.
Zach, yeah, exactly. I mean, I think you said it right with alignment, and that was one of the decisions that we made to partner with you for, geez, almost like 18 months. But wanted to jump on the air with you and say just a couple things. Number one, my appreciation for what you do for just the city, right? So I remember listening to you when you were Man of the Year or being honored at 40 Under 40, and you said something that really impacted me that I wanted to share with your listeners was you said, you know, here in the next 5 to 10 years, Tucson's going to be making some decisions that will impact us for the next 50 years. Hmm. And you and I had a little conversation, and I was like, you know, Zach, I think you're onto something here. But I thought, you know, I think the people who choose to stay in Tucson in the next 5 to 10 years will impact Tucson for the next 50 years. And you're one of those, I'm one of those, and we know so many people that are making the decision to recruit, retain young professionals, just people here to Tucson, and make it our home. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. Number two, I wanted to share a quick story outside of the Financial Friday that we just so much enjoyed doing. I loved the conversation with you. I hope the audience appreciated it. But the bigger story that's actually unrelated that I think you might remember is when COVID hit, my son and I, we did that 3D printing project we called Ear Savers. And you brought Avery onto the radio and you let us talk about that little project. And Avery now is in, he's going the track of engineering. That little project has really put, just pointed him in the right direction of what he's super excited about. And the fact that you gave him the opportunity to come on air and talk through what he was doing, what he was excited about doing, with giving back to the giving back to the community, I wanted to appreciate let you know I appreciated that time that you gave him as well.
Jason, both of that means a lot. And, you know, what I appreciate over the last couple of weeks is, you know, doing this show is a grind. I mean, you are constantly inviting and talking to and saying, cool story here, or not cool story, one or the other, but let's have the conversation here on the program. And that was one of the cool stories I wanted to highlight. And you just don't, I think, in my seat, realize the impact until moments like this when it's almost all said and done. And then you know, Jason calls in and says that was impactful. Jason, of course, with MassMutual, and we had, I think about an 18-month collab on the show. I appreciate you, sir, what you do for the community. And I really appreciate you calling in. Thanks for making the time this morning.
Absolutely. You're gonna have tons of people wanting to call, so I wanted to get in first. So, hey, congrats
on this
next chapter of your life, bud. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, and before we go to break, and this will come up in the next segment too, that 40 Under 40 Man of the Year, which is a huge honor, that was 2019. And I was saying then, I think it's only become more true now, that we are in this 5 or 10 year window. Tucson's at a tipping point. And we have 5 or 10 years to make some very critical decisions on critical topics that will shape, positive or not, the next 50 years of this community. And this is an urgent moment for our community. And I've tried to message that urgency on this show with 1 foot in the pothole and 1 foot on the moon. So many seeds of greatness in this community, but there's so many challenges that often we don't tackle quick enough, boldly enough, urgently enough in this critical window of time. Not our first tipping point, not our last one, but we're in one. And so Jason made me think of that was 3 years ago. We're 3 years into that 10-year, 5 or 10-year window. We got work to do. Let's go to our first break of the hour. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit. This is probably my last reminiscent segment. Talk about how the show has shifted and changed, and share some listener comments that have come in about what they thought about the show that really meant a lot to me. And of course, our phone lines are open, 520-790-2040. You got 40 minutes. Speak now, call now, or forever hold your peace. We'll be right back.
Listen to the live stream and find podcasts of your favorite shows at KVOI.com.
Zach Yenzo here, and I'm so excited to be a part of the launch of the Little Love Burger as they're growing in Tucson. Located just a few doors down from the Rialto Theater, Little Love Burger serves up the juiciest scratch-made hamburgers, loaded hot dogs, some ice cream milkshakes, lovable local brews, and the most addictive breakfast sandwiches. Little Love Burger is open Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10. You can follow their beat on Instagram and Facebook at Little Love Burger Tucson. Don't you want some burger to love?
Hi, this is Ethan Orr from the University of Arizona, where we apply science for sustainability and economic opportunity. At the Arizona Cooperative Extension, we focus on youth leadership, water conservation, and environmental health. If you'd like to find out more about urban agriculture, youth development, or creating a healthier environment, call me, Ethan Orr at 520-621-0906 or visit us at extension.arizona.edu.
When you manage your money with a credit union, you're taking true ownership of your finances and how your money impacts the community. Stop letting banking just happen to you. Bring your money home to Vantage West, federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Tom Sullivan. Join me weeknights from 7 to 10 for the Tom Sullivan Show on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
And we're back, Tucson and all of Southern Arizona, live out of the Common Workspace Studios. You're listening to Tipping Point with Zach Yenser here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Asterisk, for the last time here, I will still be in Tucson to annoy you all or to encourage you all, wherever you're sitting on that. I'm not going anywhere by far, but this is our last time on the air together. 520-790-2040. Is the live line if you want to call in and share any words. We're kind of having a bit of a thank you, reminiscent, talking issues hour, and we'll continue with that in a second. This segment is sponsored by Little Love Burger. They opened downtown last fall, and they are doing quite well. Little Love Burger is serving up the juiciest burgers, loaded hot dogs, have ice cream, milkshakes, local brews, and breakfast sandwiches. You can follow their beat on social media at Little Love Burger and mention you heard about them here on Tipping Point with Zach Yenser for a 15.15% discount off your next order. And I can't promise y'all how long the Yenser rate is going to last out there. The statute of limitations on that might be near. So you probably should run down to Little Love Burger and to Decibel Coffee Works and get those Yenser rate discounts while you still can. We thank them and celebrate their success. I want to share in this segment, maybe the next segment, thoughts on the show and trajectory, how it's shifted and changed from the 1 hour a week at 3 p.m. on a Saturday, Matt, to where we are today. But I want to honor the fact that we're keeping our phone lines open, 520-790-2040. It looks like Matt's supervisor, Rex Scott, is on the line. Supervisor, thanks for calling in on this Friday morning. You are live on the air.
Hey, Zach, good morning. And I know it's a bittersweet morning for you, as it is for all of us who have been your listeners for the years that you've been on the show. I just wanted to call and thank you for facilitating all of the important community conversations that you did during the years Tipping Point was on the air. I know that you interview not just me, but my four colleagues, and I think all of us would agree that whenever we came on your show, you asked us broad-based questions and gave us the time to offer our answers, asked follow-ups that helped us to dig deeper into the reasoning behind our positions. I think that the way that you interacted with all the supervisors is emblematic of how you've interacted with all your guests. I'm really going to miss listening to Tipping Point, but I just wanted to call and wish you and your family the best, and thank you for your service. Your commitment to our community has always been right up front.
Supervisor Rex Scott, thank you so much. And it's been a real honor to have you on a fairly regular basis, representing District 1 on the Pima County Board of Supervisors. Thanks for making the time as well. You know, Supervisor, let me just take the second to give you a shout out, and the other supervisors too. There's a lot of people who want to come on the airwaves, Supervisor, when they're candidates, and then they forget about me when they're electeds. And I get it, but you've always been willing to come on. There's not been a topic you didn't want to talk about, and I just appreciate you making time to talk about the issues live with our listeners. So kudos to you as well, sir.
Thank you for saying that, Zach. All the best to you and your family.
Thank you, Supervisor. Let's do this. Let's keep going on the phone lines. As Matt reminds me many times, I'm never short for words. I've always got things to say. It's a blessing and a curse. So I've got lots to talk about, but I want to continue honoring my commitment. If you've been listening and want to give us a call in, 520-790-2040. Matt is on the line. Matt, thanks for making the time to call in. You're live on the air.
Yeah, you know, I like to think that, Zach, I'm one of the few people who can say, I knew Zach before KVOI. So, you know.
You did. And, we shared coffee at Savaya Coffee Market together. We go
right.
ways back. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I had my eye on you all the way back then as a future, you know, important person to help Tucson move along. And you've been here for some now, you know, critical periods of time all through COVID. Which was, you know, a national, if not international, problem, and you got to be part of the, you know, the calming of the situation. Very quickly, I'll just say this: what you did, I believe, is you helped break the Tucson bubble, and by bringing great guests from outside Tucson, whether it be from Phoenix, other parts of the state, or outside the state of Arizona, like Ruben Navarrete. So you brought voices and opinions and ideas that help, you know, say to Tucson, hey, we're part of a bigger world. Let's listen to this person, see what he says. Anyway, congratulations. This is actually I think, an exciting time, bittersweet, like the supervisor said, but we're looking for great things from you. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Matt, again, thank you for your years of friendship and also support. You know, if I ever needed to try and ping someone, I didn't have, you know, their contact, sometimes I would reach out to you and say, hey, Matt, do you know this person? And often you did. So, Matt, I appreciate you. You're likewise involved on the issues, and I thank you for all that you give to Tucson. Matt, I think we've got, about a minute and a half out. Let's fit in one more caller and honor them making some time this morning. Len, you are live on the air. I appreciate you calling in.
Good morning, Zach. I listen to your show often. One of the things I wanted to thank you for is the fact that you believe in Tucson, and that is a beautiful thing. We live in a beautiful part of the country, and all I can say is you always maintain a positive attitude about Tucson, and that is well said of you, and as far as I'm concerned, yeah, Tucson is... it's growing, but it's, you know, and it's got its problems, but it's a beautiful area of the country in where we live. And I want to thank you for all the good things that you say about Tucson and Southern Arizona.
Len, I really appreciate that call. Thanks for making the time to call in and for listening. And I want to segue off of Len's comment after the break, and we'll get to some more calls. But I've heard this a lot, and it's been really moving to me, and I'll share that on the other side. It's our final edition of Tipping Point on this Friday morning. I'm your host, Zach Yenser. We'll be back after bottom of the hour. In 1994, the University of Arizona took the bold step of acquiring an industrial park in southeastern Pima County and transforming it into a university research park. With over 25 years of success, Tech Parks Arizona continues to advance innovation. Whether it's the 70-plus startups at the University of Arizona Center for Innovation or the new Tech Park at the Bridges that houses the university's commercialization hub with several other projects coming out of the ground, they are integral in shaping the future of Southern Arizona. Tech Parks Arizona, moving innovation at the speed of business. Zach Yenser here, host of Tipping Point, and I want to tell you that Decibel Coffee Works is the coffee we drink at home and while we're out and about. Run by a great local team of people who care about the Tucson community, you'll find a variety of great coffee drinks, beans, pastries, and more. There's also a rumor ice cream is on its way in 2022. To see their full menu and varieties of roasted beans from around the world, visit DecibelCoffeeWorks.com and visit them at 267 South Avenida del Convento. Mention you heard about them on Tipping Point with Zach Yenser for 10% off your next order on anything you buy.
apply.
When you manage your money with a credit union, you're taking true ownership of your finances and how your money impacts the community. Stop letting banking just happen to you. Bring your money home to Vantage West, federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you make better money decisions is what the Ramsey Show is all about. Today at 1 p.m. on 1030 The Voice.
And we're back, Tucson and all of Southern Arizona. Good morning to you here on the back half of our final live drive time edition of Tipping Point with Zach Yenser here live out of the Common Workspace Studios on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice. This segment is sponsored by Decibel Coffee Works, our great friends over there, a local team of people who care about the Tucson community. Head down there to their location at the Mercado San Agustin Annex, right off the I-10 between Congress and Cushing. Plenty of parking. It's downtown, but it's off of downtown. There's plenty of parking all around there. Mention you heard about them here on Tipping Point with Zach Yenser for 10% off your next order on anything you buy, including coffee, drinks, beans, pastries, and can I tell you, ice cream is now on the menu. So spend a day of your summer or 10 down at Decibel Coffee Works. I'm sharing some thoughts, some thanks. We're taking some phone calls from you, our listenership, who really made this show happen over the last almost 5 years, 520-790-2040. Matt, do we still have Cindy on the line? Cindy, I appreciate you holding over the break. You are live and on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Zach, I just wanted to say thank you for your compassion and your commitment to your mission. And, you know, what I noticed the most about your daily approach to whatever it is that you introduce to the community is that you had interesting guests and your vision for Tucson being the city of the Southwest, International Space City of the Southwest was pretty cool. And certainly whenever you're interviewing, I would notice, like, when you were really, really committed to the topic, and you would say, "I love it," or "for sure." And, you know, I would wait for that in your interviews. And then you would say, "I love it." And then I would say, "I love it." So you may not have realized how engaging your show was, but it was for me. And I just want to thank you, and I wish you the best. Mm.
Cindy, you ready for this?
Yeah.
I love it.
I know. I told Matt he should have done a compilation of all your I love it's, and for sure that would have been great. Anyway, I love it, and I hope that you still have a place in the community where we can hear your visions and your ideas. So thank you again.
Cindy, thank you for being a longtime listener, and thank you for calling in. Means a lot. And zyenser@gmail.com, feel free to send along the little ticks and words and phrases that I didn't even realize that I said that much. I can take a little good-hearted humor, so send that along. But Cindy, I appreciate you. And Cindy and Len, your calls really reflect something that I was really surprised to hear but happy to hear. And it actually really got me emotional over the last couple of weeks, because you sit in this seat and you have an idea of what you want to do, and you really try to do it. But at the end of the day, it has to connect with listeners, and it has to actually execute. And the word that I heard from people who tweeted, messaged in, emailed in, there was one word. I don't say this to pat myself on the back, but just a dominant theme. It was a word, one single word that I heard so often. I went, wow, this might have been the thing. And that word was hope. I heard from people who said, "You gave me hope about this community, hope for the future, a different perspective that said greater things are possible. One listener, and I got this actually from multiple listeners. Let's just have a real moment here. You have, one listener wrote in, have given me a new sense of hope for a city I'm frightened to watch disintegrating. I heard from many listeners a deep love for this community, but a fear that it is not going in the right direction. And more than once, I heard a listener say, I'm typically and usually discouraged, but people like you and your show and what we got to hear on your show has given me hope that something better is possible. And again, all I'm sharing with you in this moment is that I heard that over and over again. It got me emotional over the last couple of weeks because this is all I wanted to be and do. If I could leave this show with some kind of brand, or if you think of Zach and Tipping Point, you think of this thing. I wanted it to be that Zach kept his foot in the pothole and a foot on the moon, that realized there is a tension and a coexistence of big things are possible in the 33rd largest community in the country, that better days could be ahead, but we have to address also with love and for the right reason the things that are holding us back. And if I could figure out a way to manage that tension, to be firm on what needed work, but to be hopeful about what was possible, if I could do that, I'd feel like my job was done. And that is what the show evolved to. And I didn't realize it until 2 weeks ago. I said, hey guys, you know, we're less than 2 weeks out. And the outpouring of comments and feedback, that word hope popped up over and again. And it just, mission accomplished. It's what I wanted to do. Let's see if we can go to the phone lines again. Let's see, do we have, Mayor Tom Murphy, Matt, is the mayor still on? Mayor Tom Murphy, not a stranger to the show and a longtime listener, I know. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Well, thanks, Zach. I just wanted to pass on my best wishes and thanks. And when you were touching on that word hope, I felt that down here as elected leaders during the pandemic. I think people were looking for a sense of hope, a sense of normalcy when we would put on our events. And I would add, you know, kindness and grace. I always felt that when I was on your show. You know, if we agreed or disagreed, you know, you always wanted to do a little deeper dive, especially on issues that will affect us, you know, such as our affordable housing, safety, you know, in just so many areas. And, and you know, when I listened to your guest, you know, I would listen to Ruben, and, you know, in some cases he'd say something to get my blood boil, and others I'd go, oh, okay, maybe I could see that. But I think
same, sir.
You know, to have that that deeper dive, balanced conversation. I just wanted to thank you, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what the next chapter of your life looks like, and I just really want to wish you the best, and thank you for having me on the multiple times we had great conversations.
Mayor Tom Murphy, I appreciate it. Thanks for what you do in the region for the town of Sahuarita. And as one of our journalists in the community said, the very low, soothing tones of the voice of Mayor Tom Murphy makes us all think that everything is going to be okay. Again, that's not my words, somebody else's, but I do agree, and it was always good to have you on the program. So thank you, Mayor.
Well, thank you, and best of luck, and blessings to you and your family as you continue this journey.
Thank you. You know, before, I want to go to break a little bit early here, but something that the mayor mentioned made me think, you know, what I tried to do with all of my guests, I think, is encapsulated in a story that I've thought about a lot. There's, you know, there's a public figure in town who I would say probably disagree with more on policy than I agree with. But we were at a live event together, and one of their children was performing, and this person, you know, came up to me and said, "Hey, could you scooch over a little bit? I'm not in, you know, elected mode. I'm in mom mode, and you know, I'm trying to take a video. And could I get a little closer? Could you squeeze over a little bit?" And to me, that's how I always tried to treat my guests. Is here we talk policy, and politics, and there may be agreement and disagreement, but at the end of the day, we're all going back to family and to kids, and even people that we disagree with, most people, this I wouldn't say is universal, but most people that we even disagree with when we disagree are still doing what they do because there's at least some level of care for the community. They're all going back to kids and grandkids and children. And we forget that humanity, I think, in this and other businesses related to community issues. And we need to remember that, that at the end of the day, we're all going back home to somebody, to kids, and we love our community and maybe just have different ways to think about how we get there. And some of those ways are wrong. Some of those ways are right. But at the end of the day, we are people in this community, and I tried to do that. Matt, let's go to our final break of the hour. Some people have said, hey, you know, even today, like Zach, what are some ways that you're going to continue speaking into the issues? What comes next? I'll answer that question on the other side of the break here. Our final segment of Tipping Point with Zach Yenser on AM 1030 KVY The Voice.
The next generation of talk, Tipping Point, with Zach Yenser, 1030, The Voice.
In 1994, the University of Arizona took the bold step of acquiring an industrial park in southeastern Pima County and transforming it into a university research park. With over 25 years of success, Tech Parks Arizona continues to advance innovation. Whether it's the 70-plus startups at the University of Arizona Center for Innovation or the new Tech Park at the Bridges that houses the university's commercialization hub with several other projects coming out of the ground, they are integral in shaping the future of Southern Arizona. Tech Parks Arizona, moving innovation at the speed of business. Did you know that Arizona is the first state in the country to implement a program like Earn to Learn has right here to support students with matched college savings? Through your investment, you enable students to leverage their own savings and resources to acquire the life-changing asset of a college education. If you want to be a part of increasing students' earning potential, minimizing student debt, closing the opportunity gap, and putting deserving individuals on a path to success, go to earntolearn.org to find out more. Zach Yenser here, and I'm so excited to be a part of the launch of the Little Love Burger as they're growing in Tucson. Located just a few doors down from the Rialto Theater, Little Love Burger serves up the juiciest scratch-made hamburgers, loaded hot dogs, some ice cream milkshakes, lovable local brews, and the most addictive breakfast sandwiches. Little Love Burger is open Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10. You can follow their beat on Instagram and Facebook at Little Love Burger Tucson. Don't you want some burger to love?
Hi, this is Ethan Orr from the University of Arizona, where we apply science for sustainability and economic opportunity. At the Arizona Cooperative Extension, we focus on youth leadership, water conservation, and environmental health. If you'd like to find out more about urban agriculture, youth development, or creating a healthier environment, call me, Ethan Orr, at 520-621-0906, or visit us at extension.arizona.edu.
This is Bill Buckmaster, Pima County Public Defender Morgan Page, at noon on 1030, Tucson's Voice for Trusted News Talk.
And we're back, Tucson and all of Southern Arizona. Good morning to you. We're live out of the Common Workspace Studios. You guys, we have 13 minutes left before we sign off and hang up the headphones for the last time. We're taking your calls. I've gotten some thank yous in, reminisced a bit about the show, gotten to hear from a lot of callers. One more time, I want to shout out two sponsors who have a Yenser rate. Would like you to visit and support them, and certainly a little bit of benefit to you in there too. We'll go back to calls, and then I'll answer a little bit more. I've gotten a lot of questions. What comes next for you, Zach? I'll close out the show telling you a little bit more about that. This segment is sponsored by Little Love Burger. serving up the juiciest burgers, loaded hot dogs, some ice cream, milkshakes, local brews, and breakfast sandwiches. You can follow them on social media at Little Love Burger and mention you heard about them here on Tipping Point with Zach Yenser for 15% discount off your next order. And then while you're downtown there, just a few doors down from the Rialto Theater, you might as well mosey on over to Decibel Coffee Works at the Mercado San Agustin Annex. 10% off there on your next order of coffee, drinks, beans, pastries, and now ice cream. Decibel, D-E-C-I-B-E-L, coffeeworks.com. Appreciate both of those sponsors and all of our sponsors over the many years, too numerous to count, for your support of this program. And see if we can't keep fitting in a few more calls. Ted has been hanging on. Ted, thanks for calling in. You're live on the air.
Hey, good morning, Zach. 13 minutes sounds depressing.
It's now 12, but
I guess. I just wanted to say on behalf of the business community, I wanted to thank you for all you've done on your show. You've talked about a lot of the tough issues. You take a very balanced and perspective. Sometimes I think they're playing the advocacy for the side that's not being heard right at the time on the radio, and I think a lot of the communities benefited from it. And I definitely wanted to give you a big shout out for what you've done in energizing the young professionals in this region. The growth of TYP has truly been phenomenal, and look forward to that organization's activities moving forward and whatever you've got planned.
Ted, I appreciate your help and your support along the way, and also for being a great guest here on the show on a fairly frequent basis. So, Ted, thanks for what you do in the region as well.
Well, I've enjoyed the time having conversations with you, Zach. I know that won't stop going forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, what Ted mentioned is I'm energized, too, by a network of young working professionals, 21 to 45, that has grown to almost 1,000 strong and are connecting and growing professionally and advocating for, I think, what are important issues in this community. And I think if there's enough critical mass of energy there, I think some good things are possible. We can still see your calls at 520-790-2040. But beyond the, what I've mentioned as far as my continued work operationally with Tucson young professionals, people have asked and have said and have asked for, which I think is really kind. Zach, I think your voice will be missed on public airwaves. I think your ideas have value. How are you going to continue to share those things and talk about those things, out in the community? And that's been really kind and really encouraging. I've said on the show, and I mean the show is named for this, I believe that Tucson is at a tipping point moment. And some have said, look, we kind of hear this a lot, that this is a critical moment, this is a pivotal moment. I stopped using the word pivot, by the way, because I used pivot a lifetime's worth during 2020, and I got sick of saying it. But people, have come up to me over the years and said, Zach, you keep saying tipping point, this is an important moment. And many people will often say, for personal purposes or otherwise, that this is the most critical, year of blah, 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 or this is a tipping point, or this is pivotal. And I assure you, because I've been saying it for a number of years, every day, as the name of the show, I believe that Tucson is at a critical moment. Right. When I talk about the city of Tucson specifically in the past, I've said, look, Mayor Bob Walkup, for example, was a mayor that was a cheerleader when we needed a cheerleader to get through the worst of the first few years of the Great Recession. And then I would think, then there was 8 years of Mayor Jonathan Rothschild, and was kind of building on that moment. There was a rebuild, and there was a build on top of. And as I started, out on weekdays in 2018 and 2019, I just really felt like Tucson was at this point where we were starting to live into our reality as the 33rd largest city in America. And if I can leave you with anything today, it is that I think everybody in elected office or unelected office, anyone who cares about this community, should start every conversation, every decision-making process with these two things in mind. We're the 33rd largest city in America, and by 2055, we are expected to grow by 500,000 people in Pima County. That should define how we think about issues, how we make decisions. We are at a tipping point moment. And I think many Tucsonans feel this. I've had this conversation with many on the air who have put it this way, that Tucson is starting to feel, I would say the region, but certainly the city of Tucson, is starting to feel like a city that is getting big city problems. Right? We've seen 3 years, over the last 3 years, with COVID being a major driving force for sure. We've seen big city problems like record violent crime. We've seen big city problems like homelessness spiking. But we haven't seen at the same time the economic engine. We haven't seen those elements that are often in other cities. And we've seen a housing situation start to hit crisis mode. We are at a critical moment in Tucson. I think the decisions that we make over the next, 3 to 7 years, right? If I was saying 5 to 10 a few years ago, you know, what is that? 3 to 7, 2 to 8, whatever the math is. I'm horrible at math on the air. Jason Robinson taught me that. He called earlier. He said, when I messed up math with him in one segment, Zach, never do math again. It doesn't work for you. I don't do math on the air. But we are a few years into what I think is a critical period in Tucson. I believe that we are, and I've said it on the show, that we're not acting boldly and urgently enough to tackle the housing crisis. We're not acting boldly and urgently enough to rebuild our economy with good paying jobs coming out of COVID. We're not acting boldly and urgently enough to address rising homelessness, rising violent crime, and other necessary quality of life issues. But as some listeners have said, I remain incredibly optimistic and excited about this 33rd largest city in America, because I think we have potential to be the space city of the Southwest. We have some innate skills and seeds in the ground that we just need to water and water better. And we're not tapping into those greatest strengths. And as I close out the last 4 minutes of this show, my commitment after the show is going to remain the same as it was on the show, is to be a messenger for the need to have 1 foot in the pothole and 1 foot on the moon at the same time, to address the challenges of the day and to be clear-eyed on what those are, while in the context of the great potential and the moonshot things that we can do. And in Tucson's case, it's literally related to moon and to the moon and literally asteroids and literally space. Somebody told me the other day, I don't think people are going to understand Space City of the Southwest. And I said, too bad. There has to be messengers out there that start saying the words that need to be said, that said, we can be this, we can go in this direction, this is our potential. The potholes are there, literally and figuratively, but the future is also in this direction. And when enough people start saying what our future could look like, what the potential is, that's when culture starts to change, that's when things start to change, and that first person out of the gate always gets the most crap. But I'm committed to continue to be that guy that message is 1 foot in the pothole and 1 foot on the moon. So Tucson, I thank you so much for this journey together. I thank you that we got to do this together. Thank you for sticking it out with me over the last almost 5 years. And as I close, I want to answer the question, what is Zach doing next? I've shared part of it. The other part that I haven't shared is actually news as of this morning. This morning, I filed paperwork to pursue a run for mayor of Tucson as an independent candidate. I think Tucson is at that tipping point, and I think that messenger is needed. And I think over the next few months that pursuit looks like asking and seeing if there is an answer to this question. Is Tucson ready to rally behind a fresh, pragmatic, independent voice? This is going to take guts from a lot of people to say there is a restlessness in this community, that there is a desire and a need to address the potholes and have one foot in the moon, and that we're not doing either well or well enough. And this is going to take people, and it's going to take a lot of guts, and I don't know what the future holds, but over the next few months, I want to get out there, and I want to see, and I want to see if there's proof that Tucson is ready to rally behind a fresh, pragmatic, independent voice. Off the show, you can continue to find me at zyenser@gmail.com. And Matt reminded me yesterday that KVOI is going to continue, and so will Spotify and iTunes and all of that. They will continue to have the podcast up, so you can listen back. And all those podcasts have our sponsors in it. I ask you to continue to support our great sponsors, those who make the magic happen in our community. It is heroic to run an organization, to run a business right now. We need to support them. But catch us on the podcast. I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. Just off the air. And now, Matt, one last thank you to you, sir. Thank you for making this show happen every day. The lump is still in my throat. This is bittersweet. But Tucson, thank you for this journey.